Hello, this is Jermaine. One time in Stockholm, a man stopped me while I was walking to a meeting place. He stood shivering in the cold. He had his coat in his hand. He wanted to sell me his coat so that he could buy alcoholic drink. On another occasion, another man told me with tears that drunkenness had caused him to lose his wife, to lose his work, and to lose his apartment. He was a slave to alcoholic drink. My neighbor named Art was a nice man, but his doctor told him to drink a beer each evening for his back pain. One drink led to another, as it so often does. But he got to drinking more and more. He would attack his wife, and she would flee with the children to our home. My mother's aunt, Liz, had a husband named George. Now, George was a nice man when he was sober, but he would get drunk and then mean. He beat poor Liz and even burned her with cigarettes when he was drunk. When Liz died, I remember how George cried with great regret how he had treated her. One time I stopped my car and gave a man a ride. He was drunk. He told me that when he left alcoholic drink completely alone, he did well. He said one drink was too much, and then a barrel full was not enough. He said that he would probably be drunk for 2 weeks until he could go no more. One dark night, there was a fine young married couple driving their car in Arkansas. As they crossed a narrow bridge, an oncoming car driven by a drunk crossed onto their side of the road and killed them. Alcoholic drinks take away your self-control, your understanding. Alcoholic drinks will cause you to do evil. Drunkenness leads to lying, strife, stealing, sexual immorality, fornication, adultery, murder, disgrace, destruction of your body, and eternity in hell. Drunkenness is sin. Listen to the word of God as written in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, and beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. And we read also in Proverbs chapter 23, beginning at verse 20, do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 20 and 21. Listen also in Proverbs chapter 23, beginning at verse 29, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights, and your mind imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on top of the rigging. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I awake so that I can find another drink? Proverbs chapter 23, verses 29 through 35. Yes, people who drink wine, beer, and other alcoholic drinks have woes, sorrows, strife, bruises without cause, bloodshot eyes. Their minds imagine confusing things. They become addicted to alcohol, enslaved. Listen to the prophet of God, Hosea. In chapter 4, verse 11, harlotry, wine, and new wine take away the understanding. Hosea chapter 4, verse 11. Do not let alcohol rob you of your judgment, your understanding, your self-control, your eternal life. Do not let someone seduce you with a drink of wine or beer or an alcoholic drink. God said in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, woe to him who gives drink to his friend, pressing to the container, even to make drunk, in order that you may look on their nakedness. You will be filled with disgrace rather than honor. Now you yourself drink and expose your own nakedness. The cup in the Lord's right hand will be turned against you, and utter disgrace will come upon your glory. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Yes, the Lord God will bring woe, disgrace, and the cup of his wrath upon those who seduce others to drink, to become drunk to look at their nakedness. Many a young woman has been led into sin by one drink that took away her understanding. Under the new covenant, we are not to live in drunkenness. Listen to Romans chapter 13, verse 13. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy. Romans chapter 13, verse 13. Yes, come away from carousing and drunkenness. Drunkenness will keep you out of heaven. Listen now to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Drunkenness is sin. Drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. This same truth is taught in Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 19. Are you listening? Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Drunkenness is a work of the flesh. Alcohol enslaves the flesh. Drunkenness is sin. A person starts out with just one drink, then more and more until that person is enslaved to alcohol. You cannot afford even the first drink. We read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. Yes, do not get drunk with wine. Come away from alcoholic drink. Repent. Come away from those who drink alcohol. Flee drunkenness. Turn to Jesus the Messiah. He can set you free, Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. If therefore the Son make you free, you shall be free indeed. John chapter 8, verse 32 through 36. Yes, Messiah Jesus can set you free. sin enslaves, but Jesus redeems. He buys you back from slavery into freedom. He has paid the price of your redemption, the ransom. Listen to Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace, through the redemption which is in Messiah Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Will you accept this free gift by God's grace? This redemption which is in Jesus Messiah? Will you through faith accept this propitiation in His blood? Through faith, your own faith, you can be baptized into Messiah Jesus, immersed, buried with Him into death, and then be raised up to walk in newness of life. Listen to Romans chapter 6, beginning at verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 7. Yes, God loves you. God will help you. The Holy Spirit lives within the Christian for renewing, for helping. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. The good news is that Jesus Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Jesus Messiah was buried. Jesus Messiah rose the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Messiah, eternal life, a home in heaven. Believe in Jesus now, confess your faith in Him, repent and be baptized, immersed in water, in the name of Jesus Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like a free New Testament, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free copy of this study, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Dear dying Lamb, thy blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin.